With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson and other Republican leaders are sounding increasingly confident they'll be able to pass a spending package that would end a partial government shutdown. Johnson will need near unanimous support from his Republican conference to proceed today. Iran's president says he has instructed the country's foreign minister to pursue, quote, fair and equitable negotiations with the United States if the summit in Turkey takes shape. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, meanwhile, says he's not holding out much hope for a new deal with Iran over its nuclear program.
We've had a deal with the Iranians multiple times. They have cheated and lied and avoided compliance with every deal they've signed. I watched President Trump. I was there. I recommended to the president that he withdraw from the previous nuclear deal that we had agreed to under President Obama. I think they may come away with some set of understandings, but to think that there's a long-term solution that actually provides stability and peace to this region while the Ayatollah is still in power is something I pray for but find unimaginable.
Homeland Security officers in Minneapolis are now being issued body-worn cameras. President Trump says he supports the idea.
They generally tend to be good for law enforcement because people can't lie about what's happening. So it's, generally speaking, I think 80% good for law enforcement. But if he wants to do that, I'm okay with it.
President Trump has welcomed Colombian President Gustavo Petro to the White House. The sit-down comes weeks after the president accused a Colombian leader of pumping cocaine into the United States. NASA is putting off its long-awaited moonshot with astronauts until at least March because of a leaking hydrogen fuel.
It's not a big deal if we don't get to launch in February. We're going to launch when we're ready. That's the key.
It's Arizona State University space professor Lori Leshin. She says it's a simple matter of putting safety first. This is SRN News. Religious Americans talk about their political violence concerns.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that majorities of all religious groups believe political leaders failing to condemn violent rhetoric of their own followers leads to violence. People of faith also believe that false or misleading information and images generated by AI that spread on social media contribute a lot to violent actions in society. The poll also finds that majorities of all religious groups oppose the public display of hate symbols. Michael Harrington reporting.
Young Jews in Morocco are flocking to classes designed to revive Jewish culture in a nation that used to have a large Jewish community. According to the latest data, 99% of Jews of Moroccan heritage today live outside of that country. After major migrations in the 20th century, only about 2,500 Jews remain in a country where they once made up 5% of the overall population. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened mostly higher this morning as more corporate earnings come in and precious metals recover some of their recent declines. Global shares surged, led by a nearly 7% jump in South Korea's benchmark and a 3.9% rally in Tokyo. Elon Musk is merging his space exploration venture, SpaceX, and his artificial intelligence business, XAI, into a single company. The move comes ahead of a public offering it's expected later this year. European governments are moving away from U.S. tech giants, opting for domestic or open-source alternatives. For instance, France plans to replace Zoom and Teams with a homegrown video conference system by 2027. Gold is up close to 6%, while silver's price rebounded 12% following nearly 2% losses on Monday. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.